Aren't you interested in learning breakthrough wealth building strategies, such as how to flip a home in less than 2 weeks using other people's money with no real estate license, or how to build a low-cost home-based business? You can discover how to take passive income from any source and invest it into real estate, stocks, or business to become financially independent investing in any market with Residual Roads Business Institute. Collaborate with Andre and other Residual Roads advisors to create a free action plan and start implementing strategies today. Go to www.residualroads.com or email info@residualroads.com. Welcome to the Investing Uncensored podcast. You've been searching for different ways to become financially independent or generate passive income to live out your life's purpose as you've seen others do it, but need insight on how. Well, get excited because here you'll discover the tips and resources to fulfill that need. Andre Stewart has spent more than a decade successfully making it happen for himself and others. This is the Investing Uncensored podcast. And now here's your host, Andre Stewart.
Welcome to Investing Uncensored. I'm your host, Andre Stewart. And today we're going to talk about how you can make $1 million doing a job you hate. And right now is an interesting time in the world. A lot of people are working from home. And some of us even have more free time than ever before, even though we are still working. And everyone has to work in some form in order to sustain themselves, right? That's your economy, your personal economy. However you do that, some people are entrepreneurs and some people have jobs. But what I've discovered, majority of the people that do have jobs hate their jobs, and they don't understand what hating their job can do for them as far as motivation goes, especially in a time like COVID when you have time where you're sitting around at home, when you're not constantly standing at your computer. Some people have more flexibility to do their work and not, you know, on a time deadline. And some people, you know, they have a schedule that they have to stick to. But then from that point on, they'll have more free time to do whatever it is they want to do. With this being your position right now, if looked at the right way, you can see how you can turn a negative into a positive. So it all comes down to your mindset at the end of the day. So if you think the right way, anything is possible. You can accomplish anything. So like I always hear this quote, anything is possible to those that believe. So with you being at home, being in lockdown for some of us and having a job, it's funny. I read a statistic the other day that said 85% of the billion people in the workforce worldwide hate their jobs. That's an astronomical amount of people who hate doing what they do. So if anybody listening to this right now hates their job, this is going to be the podcast for you. So let me just get to it. The reason why I say that anyone working a job they hate can make $1 million is because for me, when I had a job, I didn't want to do it. I hated my job. I hated my boss. I hated my managers. My coworkers were cool in some cases. You know what I mean? So it's good and bad to it because if you don't have a social life, when you go to work, that's your social circle. But the downside of it is having a job you hate, being micromanaged, having somebody to deal with, or just having a boss in general. I don't think anyone as an adult likes being told what to do. And so when you have a job working for someone, it equally sucks even more if you have someone you don't like telling you what to do. So just think about the feeling that you have when you're at work and how you hate being there. What are you thinking about the entire time while you're there? You're either thinking about how you cannot work or how you can bring in more income not to work or how to find another job to go work somewhere else. So the common denominator is you're looking for something, whether it be any of the three things that I just said, you in search of something. So your time and energy is going towards something else. So for me, like I said, when I had a job, I hated my job. So in my free time, when I wasn't, because honestly, again, statistically, when people work, they only work about 4 or 5 hours a day at full capacity. So the other, you know, 3 hours or whatnot, they're just wasting time. This is for everybody because some people may work, you know, all the 8 hours for the day or even more. But at least when you have the downtime, for those, you can be searching for something. So again, back to what I was saying, when I was at work in my free time that I had, I would be on the internet looking for different business ideas. And at one point in time, I had a side business. I had a side business, which was a clothing line that I was doing. So when I had free time for my job at the bank, I would be online, you know, doing stuff on Poshmark, putting stuff on Instagram, but just doing different things, looking for vendors, trying to go to the magic show in Vegas. I was doing so many different things for my side hustle so I can get to the point of where I can supplement my income so I can quit my job. So I did that for a while. So I had money coming in from my business, but then it got too time consuming for me to be doing that. And, you know, having a job, because a clothing line is a lot to manage by yourself. So then I was like, well, what can I do next? So that's how I kind of essentially got into real estate. So then from me sitting behind my desk, looking at, you know, my initial side hustle, which was the clothing line, I started focusing on real estate. So then I started coming up with Excel sheets on addresses that I want to do my marketing to. So I pretty much will come up with my entire system for my second business. So, you know, you can either have a 9 to 5 and a 5 to 9, or you can take advantage of your 9 to 5 and using the time that you have where you're not doing anything. Instead of talking to your coworkers and playing on Facebook or Instagram or something like that, you could be focusing on building your side business so you don't necessarily have to have a 5 to 9. So my entire time that I had any job, I always had a plan. And I think if you go into anything, you need to have a plan. So even me working a job that I hated, I knew I had a longer runway with staying in this particular position, because my plan is to obviously in the long run have my own business and be an entrepreneur. So with me having this mindset, I would deal with my boss having attitude. I would deal with, you know, any of the nuances that came with me having a particular position that I didn't like. For the simple fact that I'm like, all right, well, I'm getting a steady paycheck that's allowing me to sustain my current lifestyle. On top of that, it's also providing me income for me to be able to support my business. So if I didn't have this plan and I didn't know what I was going to do in 5 to 10 years or even shorter than that, I would have been frustrated. I wouldn't have been able to go to work. I'd have been so mad. I'd have been coming home with all kind of emotions. But me knowing this, it kind of gave me my plan for the day. So if I knew that I needed to get a certain amount of leads for me to put in the mail, I'm gonna go to work in the morning, I'm gonna get all my work done, and then for the next rest of the day, I'm gonna focus on getting leads for me to do my mailers to. Or I would, you know, figure out how I'm gonna be able to, you know, schedule an appointment to go and get tags put in my shirts when I have my clothing line or anything like that. So whatever your particular business is, if you have a business idea and you know what your runway is, as far as when you're going to get to the point of you'll be able to leave your job, when you have enough income to do that, then you know how to go to work and allocate your time wisely. Because at the end of the day, when you're an entrepreneur, time management is everything. When you're an employee, time management is equally as more important, because you have to, you know, give 8 hours to a particular employer, and then you got to turn around and give more hours to your own business. So time management is huge, period. But it's even more important when you have a position and you're working for a particular company and either they're micromanaging you or they're not as, you know, flexible, or you don't have as much autonomy to do what you want to do. So that's kind of why I like sales positions. It's because in sales, you kind of make your own schedule. You do what you want to do. As long as you know, doing hitting numbers like you're supposed to, or whatever your goals are, nobody pretty much bothers you. But when you're doing compliance work and staffing, you know, with HR or something like that, that's when I think it gets tricky with your time. But now understanding the importance of time management, the next step to being able to get to $1 million is figuring out what it is you want to use as your vehicle to generate this revenue so you can make it to $1 million. So the first element is learning how to manage your time correctly. Actually, the first element should be coming up with a plan. Whether you take the time to do that at work or at home, whenever you have, you know, I think you should dedicate at least 2 or 3 hours with, you know, no interruptions, no distractions, and really focus on what it is you want to do in the next 5 to 10 years. So you should have a short-term goal, which is, you know, less than a year, which would be like 6 months or something like that. And then you should have your long-term goals. Anything past a year to me is long-term. So what I would do is I would figure out my plan. So if you're listening to this right now, come up with your plan. Even take a minute, pause this right now if you have time, if you're not riding in your car, and come up with your plan. You know, what are you going to use to supplement your income? Or what are you going to do? What business are you going to create? What are you going to start to get you out of this job that you hate? And so obviously you have that. So time management and planning are your first two things. But the real key here for you to be able to make these $1 million is the motivation. You see how motivated you are to look for other opportunities? You need to take that same energy and motivation toward your plan and figuring out all the other elements that you need for whatever it is you're going to do as far as a business goes. And once you do that, that's half the battle right there. And so for me, when I didn't have a job, because there's been periods in my life where I wasn't always in corporate America. And so when I didn't work, my focus was there, but my motivation wasn't as strong. It may have been something like being complacent because I was okay. And when I had a job, I was okay, but I didn't like to be told what to do. And so that was my motivation to always go to work and do the extra stuff that I had to so I can get back to a place of where I was on my own. And so my motivation was always a lot more intense when I had a job. But that changed. Obviously, I got older. And so then my motivation now, because my motivation went from trying to get a business started and taking care of myself to now I got to take care of other people, you know, families, because I got employees and I got to make sure I pay these employees so that their families are straight. And then so that my family's fine too. So my motivation went from me not liking the job that I had to me being motivated to make sure I had enough money for payroll. And so I think those are the differences between having a job and doing your own thing and then starting a business and having to take care of other employees. So you're going to always have the motivation once you get started. But That's one of the main things I think in getting you to that level of becoming a millionaire with a job that you hate, because you take that and it's all about transference of energy. You just transfer your energy from hate from your job to building a $1 million business. I mean, that's not a bad idea, right? I mean, it's one thing to hate something, but then that in the energy behind hate is so strong. So imagine putting that toward building a $1 million business. You probably gonna end up building a $1 billion business if you hate your job as much as statistics say. So keeping this in mind right now, take a minute and think about how much time you spend at work, hanging out with your coworkers, or searching the internet, or whatever else you do, wasting time at work when you could be doing something towards your future and building out your dreams. So take a second and think about it. Like, what are you doing? Playing on the internet? On Instagram? Okay, so now you have a visual of how much time you're wasting at work. So make that connection. So now what I'm trying to do, I'm trying to anchor your thoughts to whatever it is you're doing at work where you're wasting time. So hopefully through listening to this and you go back to work, when you're sitting around wasting time at your desk, this is going to connect with you and be like, all right, I'm sitting here doing nothing. Let me work on my plan, providing you did a plan when I just said it a few minutes ago or whenever you get a chance to do it. Now it should connect to you like, okay, I'm wasting time. Let me get on it. One of the biggest keys to becoming a millionaire or becoming financially independent is raising your awareness that either you don't have a plan or you're not managing your time well, or you're focusing on things that you shouldn't be focusing on that's taking you away from whatever it is you're trying to accomplish. Clearly, it's normal to hate your job. If statistically 85% of the people hate their jobs, then obviously it's a normal thing, but there can be a negative to hating your job. You know what I mean? It could take up too much time, which is going to obviously be an adverse effect on all the other areas of your life because you're not spending time with the people that you love. You're tired. You can't work out. It's probably, you know, preventing you from being able to do other things that are mentally for mental health. So, I mean, there's a lot of things that can end up becoming toxic with having a job you hate. And so this is why I'm focusing, you know, a podcast session directly toward trying to get people to make millions doing something that they hate so they can get out of that, you know, whenever that is, obviously sooner rather than later. And so most of the time when people don't leave their jobs is because they feel trapped for whatever reason. Perhaps they may be making too much money. Or if they went somewhere else, a new employer wouldn't be able to match their package. Or whatever the case is, there's a host of different reasons on why people stay within particular positions too long. The idea behind, you know, you guys doing what I'm saying is just giving you the ability to stay within your current position longer so you don't have to worry about going to another job that you're probably going to hate at some point in time. I mean, natural attrition for most workplaces, I think, is 2 years. So if you go somewhere else and you like it, you're going to get burnt out after a certain amount of time. So that's why ideally you want to do something that you hate for a longer period of time so you can only do it once and move on to doing something that you love doing. So the idea behind that is coming up with a plan, managing your time well, and then you would transition from doing something you hate to doing something that you do love. People say, well, how does Elon Musk work 80 to 120 hours a week? The key to that is simple. He's doing something that he loves to do, so it doesn't feel like work. Anyone who has their own business knows that you don't really have a set time. You can kind of do a set time and work from 9 to 5, but for the most part, anyone that's trying to like really scale a business at a rapid pace, they work all the time, odd hours of the day, or whenever they just have to work. And the reason why they do it is because it doesn't feel like they're working. I talk about real estate or mindset or business all day long, and it never feels like I'm working. The only time it feels like I'm working is when I'm talking to someone about loan documents or talking to someone who is not mentally where they need to be at when it comes to doing business, and they don't have the desire to get to where they got, you know, the place where they need to get to. Then it's like you're wasting time. But outside of that, I mean, I can talk about real estate and business all day long, and it's because it's something I love to do. I breathe it. It's like me playing basketball. I'll do basketball as long as I can until I can't do it anymore. Even when I'm injured, I'm still going to try to push through it. So work is the same way with me. I mean, it doesn't feel like work. I feel like I'm just doing something that I want to do, whether it's like watching TV or watching a movie. That's what I feel like when it comes to me doing my work. And most people that are entrepreneurs, they feel the same way. So it's, how does Elon work that many hours? I mean, he's not the only one that does that. A lot of people do that who are entrepreneurs and doing, you know, out here fulfilling their passion. And that's why I think, you know, you guys, the first step is to coming up with your plan, and your plan should fall in line with whatever your purpose is in life. And so again, I will repeat this multiple times throughout this podcast, is the plan is the key. And once you have that, anything outside of that needs to get you to where you're going to be able to fulfill that plan. Whether it be you do leave a job you hate to go into another job, it's going to be centered around what your long-term plan is. So if you don't have a plan, you're likely to go out here and take a job for no reason, just to make more money, and then end up quitting that job again in 2 to 3 years. If you have a plan, you know, like, okay, my agenda with this particular position that I'm about to take is for this. So once I take this new job, I'm only doing it for 2 years. Or is to learn a new skill set that you're going to use for your business. Say you want to be a consultant, you would take a position in something that you didn't know about that's going to make you an expert in a particular field that might add to what you're currently doing right now. And so what I mean by that is, when I was working in banking, I became a business banker. I wanted to learn more about real estate because I was doing that as my side business. So I went and worked at a commercial real estate firm. So I did that for a while. And so from there, it was a commercial real estate bank, actually. And so then from there, I was like, you know what? I want to learn about technology because I know how to build websites. I was doing coding when I built my clothing line website. And so I was like, I want to learn more about technology. So then I ended up working in Silicon Valley at Silicon Valley Bank. So then I started working there and started learning more about tech. And then I built an app. So everything that I did was a stair step to where I'm at right now. It was all very strategic. You know what I mean? For me getting into banking, learning about finance, me being in the banking industry, I got introduced to real estate. And then from there, I wanted to do real estate more. So I went and got a job at a commercial real estate bank. And then from that, I was like, well, how can I streamline the real estate investing industry? Because I knew there was a need for it because I worked in banking. I worked around people who were doing mortgages. I just got to know. So then I started doing investing while I was living in LA because I knew other parts of the US economy. So I was like, you know what? I moved from the South to California. I lived in the Midwest. So I knew that the money that I was making in California, I could buy more property in the Midwest or in the South. So my move from Florida to California was strategic because I knew I could get a cost of living increase along with making more money and just buy properties in the South. So again, my whole entire strategy that I did from my 20s to right now was all strategic. So I had a plan. And with me having a plan, I took certain jobs that fulfilled that plan. And so again, me working in the different spaces that I worked in, it came full circle to where I'm at right now. I didn't take any job just to take a job. I took all the jobs that I took, which gave me the skill set to make me an expert in finances, banking, and now technology, along with real estate. So any moves that you guys are doing, don't make a move based on money. Like you may even have to take a pay cut if you're trying to build a business or become a thought leader or an expert in a particular space. So you just need to make yourself well-rounded. And if it makes you leave a job that you do hate to go to another job that you do hate, long as it's within your plan, then everything you do is going to end up coming full circle. You're not going to feel a certain type of way about taking a pay cut or staying at a job you hate longer than you should. I mean, the biggest reason why people hate their jobs is because they're not making enough money or they don't have enough time. That's why everybody wants financial independence or people want to be taken care of, because at the end of the day, it's all connected. It's basically connected to debt. So you obviously need money if you have debt. And the key to, you know, having this, the life that people would want to live is they got to get out of debt. And so if you don't have a job paying you enough money to pay off your debts and you don't obviously have enough time because you're working 8 hours or sometimes more for a certain employer, I mean, it's like a never-ending circle. You got debt, and in order for you to service that debt, you need to have income coming in. And in order for you to do that, you have to have a job. The money that's coming in has to be more than what your debts are. And however you do that is how you become financially independent. Some people are great at doing that as entrepreneurs, and some people have to do it having a job. Most people that have a job, they hate how they get to that place of covering their debts. And the people that are entrepreneurs, they could hate it too, depending on the stage of where they're at in their, you know, their path or their entrepreneurial path. So one might be better than the other, depending on the person, but you will never know, you know, until you get to experience that. And I would much rather be an entrepreneur doing something that I love in my own time versus doing something that I hate 100% of the time. So you got to weigh your trade-offs. And again, that's why I keep saying you need a plan, because that will allow you to be strategic, to let you navigate, you know, whatever space you're in and figure out if you actually even want to be an entrepreneur or you try to find a job that aligns with something that you love to do. One of the first things I do with people I mentor is I do a reframe. So they look at things and scenarios in the past or in the future completely different. So I do that first. And then the next thing I do is I show them how to quit their job in 21 days. I put them through a program and it breaks down in a formula exactly what they need to do so they can quit their job in 21 days. They may have some bumps in the road later on, maybe if they decide to deviate from what I show them, but based on whatever career path they choose or whatever entrepreneurial journey they want to start, I show them exactly what they need to do before they quit their job so they never ever have to work again. And I think that's so key to people who want to leave a job they hate or step out on faith. It's like you can step out here and you can end up being back in a, you know, a job that you don't like. But if you know the formula and you know the plan, then you will really never have to work again. And so I don't think people understand that there's a formula to everything. There's a science to getting rich. There's a science to everything. And once you know that science or that formula, then you can accomplish whatever it is you're trying to do. So you just have to figure it out. And most people, when they leave a job or they quit, a lot of times they don't have a roadmap, so they end up being in a situation unnecessary. So what I try to do is, again, I go through a reframe. So certain scenarios that you might experience at work, you can turn them into a positive. And so that's one of the biggest factors of being an entrepreneur and making it to that $1 million mark, because most successful people, they turn a negative into a positive, however they do it. They don't harp on bad things too long. And that goes into being able to control your own thoughts. And once you're able to control your own thoughts, nothing that you go through is going to be that tough. Like it might suck, but on the other side of that, you're like, well, okay, this deal didn't close this time, but what did I learn on this particular deal that I won't do again? Or I didn't do well on this stock purchase for whatever reason. I need to do more research on the company, or I need to see who owns equity, or whatever the case is. So you just know how to reframe certain scenarios, and you don't hit a hurdle. Most people have these limiting beliefs that prevent them from being successful, whether it be as an entrepreneur or even in going up the corporate ladder. So I think at the end of the day, it comes down to mindset and having a plan. And that's why I do these steps with my clients before we do anything else real estate related or around how to start a business or scale your business. So guys, we're going to take a quick break. But when we come back, I'm going to give you guys step-by-step things on what to do to get your plan formulated and how to execute.
Aren't you ready to start a business or grow your real estate investing portfolio? If you answered yes, allow Andre and the expert advisors at the Residual Roads Business Institute to fast track and put you on a path to full-time investing. The greatest transfer of wealth in our lifetime is occurring over the next few years, and you can take advantage if you know what to look for. In order to be successful at real estate investing, you need to learn how to leverage your current resources to generate quick money, big money, and retirement money. Let Residual Roads advisors craft a plan to get you through these phases using little or no money in 6 months or less. Don't wait for a job. Create one for yourself and others. Go to residualroads.com. For mentorship and for our free course, go to residualroads.thinkific.com.
Welcome back to Investing Uncensored. Thank you guys for listening. And we're going to get back into it. If you guys want to make $1 million working at a job you hate, then you're going to follow these steps. I would take out a pen and paper. And if you're riding in a car, I would just, you know, save this spot on your phone, look at the time, and revisit it when you get a chance to, so you can really maximize what I'm about to say. So the first thing you guys should do is write out your plan in the next 3 days. Don't take forever to do this. You don't want to procrastinate. Idle time gets the man in trouble. So the sooner you do it, the sooner you can get on to what it is you're trying to do. So write out your plan, preferably today, you know, spend 2 or 3 hours today. It might not be possible to get out your entire plan in 3 days. It just might not be for some people. So once you've done that, write out why you hate your job and then underline that particular area of why you hate your job. And so then from that point, next, visualize yourself in that scenario that you hate the most. Whatever it is, if your boss is standing over your shoulder, or you waking up in the morning at 6 a.m. because you got a 2-hour commute, whatever that is that you hate the most about your job, visualize that scenario. So once you have this scenario in your mind, you have a mental picture of it. Close your eyes, take a snapshot of this mental picture of whatever it is you hate the most. Now open your eyes and do the same process with what you're doing at work with your free time. So now that you have gotten to work or whatever you're doing and you don't have anything to do, are you watching TV or you're talking to your coworkers or whatever the case is, what are you doing with your free time that's available to you? Get that in your mind, visualize it, take a snapshot of what exactly you're doing with your free time at work. Okay. You know, your eyes should have been closed. Now open them. And now you have a mental picture of what that looks like. So what you're going to do now is repeat these same steps, what you're going to do differently. By now, you should have your plan in place. So what you're going to do differently is visualize doing what you want to do. Was it looking at real estate deals? Was it, you know, your own clothing line? So you're stuffing envelopes with shirts? Whatever that is, visualize that right now, you doing that instead of you doing the job that you hate. Visualize it, close your eyes, take a picture of it. Now you have a mental picture, now open your eyes. Do the same thing with the time you were wasting. Instead of you sitting behind your computer looking at Instagram or looking at Facebook, you're doing the opposite. You're doing the research. You're looking at the shirts that you want to buy. You're looking at the houses that you want to buy. You're doing all of these different things. Visualize it. Close your eyes. Take a mental picture. Now open your eyes. Once you've done that, the next step is put time on your calendar called like a power hour for real estate, power hour for building business, or power hour for whatever your plan is. So, you know, right now, put an hour in your calendar and you give it a name, title it. This is something that you should do every day. So you got to be able to structure some time out during your day to where you can do this with the time that you've been wasting. So do that right now. You know, go on your calendar, set a reminder for it to be every single day, and don't put an end date. It's pretty much like instant accountability that you just placed on yourself. Everybody needs accountability, and this is what's going to keep you accountable, because this calendar invite is going to pop up every single day at whatever time you set it. And it could get annoying. It pops up randomly, something that I had a while back, and it constantly reminds me of my power hour And even now I'm doing it full time, it still pops up. I never removed it. So it's just a constant reminder of where I was years ago. Like, man, I remember when I set this calendar invite to, you know, keep me accountable. Okay, so now the next step is create some type of a Word document or something that allows you to track your daily progress. Slow progress is still progress. And I don't want people to negate the amount of time that they're spending on something and feeling like it's not moving, because that's what people do. People give up when they're not getting traction or they don't see instant results. And I think people have a misconception of entrepreneurship and what it's like. And people want instant gratification. That's what's wrong with all the things that go on in the US and pretty much the world today. Anybody wants instant gratification, and entrepreneurship is not that. So remember, it's a marathon, not a sprint. So you're going through this journey, and enjoy the journey. I mean, that's the beauty of it, right? It's not getting to the destination. I heard Kobe say that one time, and he was like, the beauty is not achieving your goal. The beauty is the journey. And I agree with that. I mean, the amount of things that you learn on the path to your plan are so much greater and gratifying, because you just, the amount of information you get and retain and that you're able to pass on to other people. And then by the time you reach your destination, it feels great, but you don't even realize you're there. And so that's why I like the idea of, you know, the beauty and the journey. So keep track of what you do, because you can reflect back. I mean, there's so many things that I did that I reflect back on and I'd be like, man, I did that, or I did this 10 years ago, or it's just something as a reminder of growth. And it's like most of these businesses, almost all businesses are the same. The thing that separates great businesses or people that make it is staying consistent and staying on track. Most people just give up at some point in time because, like, again, they don't see any fruits right away. And it's like planting a seed in the ground and expecting to be able to harvest it the next day. You never gave it time to root. So you can't expect to be able to go out there and pick anything up off the ground, because, I mean, it doesn't work like that. So, you know, slow progress is still progress. So don't get discouraged by you not being able to see fruits right away. And that's why most businesses fail within the first year or two, because people don't take the time to go through the journey, right? They want to get to the finish line right away, and it doesn't work like that. So stay the course, and I promise you, you're gonna be happy with your results. I think there are going to be more entrepreneurs in the next 10 and 15 years, providing we don't switch to some type of socialism economy or universal basic income, because I think that's going to mess up the economy for generations. I don't even know if we'll be able to recover from that if that were to take place. But I think based on the things that have transpired in 2020, that has just changed the dynamic of so many people becoming entrepreneurs, because you can work from home. You don't have to have someone looking over your shoulder. You don't get as much time around your coworkers when you do have free time. And it will just allow you to manage your time a lot better so you can focus on your plan. Now, this job you hate, you can stay in it a lot longer because you know what the goal is. You know what the end game is. And I think that is great. I mean, I always tell people all the time, if you have a job that gives you autonomy, then keep it, take it. Why would you risk losing that along with seniority? Because when you're at a job longer, there's obviously more things that you can get away with because you've been there for a while. But when you get a new job, you have to go in there and show why you got hired and prove a point to let people know, look, I can do it in sales. I can do it in anything that you, whatever you got hired for, you got to show them, you got to prove yourself. That's going to take away from you doing what it is you want to do with your plan. And so if you have a job that allows you to flexibility to focus on other things, don't leave it. Use that time, do what you want to do, so then you don't have to worry about these things anymore. And I'm like, well, if you want to make another 20 grand, why don't you do a side hustle that'll net you that 20 grand and you get to keep the same flexibility, autonomy, time available that you had before? Over 20 grand. I mean, you go out here and wholesale 3 or 4 properties and you just made that. Or if you go out here and do something in the stock market, you can make this money. So I don't think the trade-off is equal. All you're doing is prolonging the inevitable. I mean, if you hate this job, the likelihood of you going to the next job and liking that job for 10 or 15 years, it's not going to happen, at least in my opinion. This is just me, you know, saying what I feel. But 9 times out of 10, if people don't like being told what to do, they need to be entrepreneurs. You know what I mean? Some people out there, may not like their job because of the amount of income they're making and they want to leave, and it could be a really good job. So to omit this, just go out here and come up with a plan, and whatever your plan could be, something as simple as making enough income to make up for why I'm stressed out. So you, even if you don't want to be an entrepreneur, you still need a plan to alleviate this stress that you're getting from this, whatever the need is that's making you upset about this particular job or making you hate this job. You got to figure out a plan to combat that. So whatever that is, if it's financial, then don't get another job. Do your own part-time job with the side hustle with something that you love, because that will in turn be the thing that makes you financially independent and you don't have to work again, because you're going to love doing whatever this second thing is so much that it's going to supplement your income. And that's what I mean by saying the plan is so vital, because it's going to change your life. Everything you do, once you have an idea of what it is you want to do and you know what your purpose is, it makes everything so much more easier. Man, come up with the plan. Because people that don't plan to fail. And that's what I learned. And that these, you know, quotes, they're quotes for a reason, man, I tell you. But anyway, guys, I hope you guys put this stuff in action and you take what I'm saying serious. You know, these are rules to the game, man. It's, like I said, it's a science of getting rich, and everything that I learned it from people that came before me and showed me how to do it. And so I'm just paying it forward like it was paid forward to me. And these principles aren't going to change. They're going to stay the same. Just like, you know, the science and the principles behind anything in life, they don't change. I mean, they may get innovated or a technology may advance them as time goes on, but this is it. You know, you can go out there and play the lottery. I mean, you got a better chance of getting struck by lightning than in the lottery. So, you know, man, dude, put the work in. I always say that to everybody, because that is what it is. It is all about putting the work in. Again, thank you guys for listening. And I hope you find what I'm saying useful. And do your research. Like I always say, do your own due diligence and do what works for you. But management of time is the key. Having a plan is the key. And leveraging your current situation however you can for the best outcome. Okay, guys, don't reinvent the wheel, just innovate it. And I promise you, your dreams will come true. If you guys find this helpful, please share it. Please like it. See you on the next podcast. Take care.